First of all, the event coming up on Friday, Radio On presents Coffee with Levon. Two things I want to talk about there right away. First on, can you remind us about the group Radio On? Who's involved and what's it all about?
Well, it's been a two-year journey for these brilliant musicians. It started in a Thane Padilla studio above a shoe store, basically, on a very cold January. So the lineup for this Friday: Barbara Neer, violin; Claudia Drosen, flute; Dylan Trost, guitar, vocals; Jeremy Morlock, electric 11 string. He's never bought that extra string.
And, of course, Russ Thorburn.
Yes, yours truly.
That's right. And you guys have been working on this project for a couple of years now?
It's been a long, hard road. Sometimes it's winding, too.
Now, is Radio On working on just this one project that we're talking about coming up on Friday, or do you do other things as well?
Well, Radio On is various musicians who are hard to get together in one room to rehearse.
Got a lot going on.
Or like gypsies. Yeah. Gypsies, and I've been very accustomed to fine pianos, courtesy of the university. Mm-hmm. The large ensemble room, the practice rooms, and then the Petrov at Peter White Library. So it's hard to rehearse without, like, the piano there instead of, like, you know, my keyboard. So this is really a concert, you know, beginning with classical ideas in mind: piano, flute, violin. And we have, like, you know, a tight little set that, mm-hmm. that opens up Coffee with Levon. As you're drinking your coffee, this is 11 a.m. in the morning.
And there will be coffee.
Yes, there will be coffee.
Excellent.
And cream and sugar. And
and the things that go with coffee.
Yes.
Yeah. Including good music and poetry.
Yeah, good music. It's hard to top that.
That's right.
Start your morning, some music, you know, poetry, coffee, and you're on your own.
And this is poetry mostly written by you, Russ, a couple of selections by Claudia. Are these poems a part of your new collection that's coming out in the fall?
Yes. Wayne State University Press is publishing Somewhere We'll Leave the World. And this has been a parallel journey with, you know, Radio On, getting, you know, the Wayne State book in proper form and all that. Mm-hmm. But there are like four tracks from the Wayne State Made in Michigan Writer Series that's on the disc, and Jeremy Morlock original music on his part, Robert Fripp styled guitar.
Yeah.
And so you can buy the CD, or you come and hear us and listen to everything.
Okay. As you were talking, I was thinking about Radio On seems to be a collection of very creative people. When you get such creativity in the same room, how do you let go of control? You might have walked in with a certain vision of, hey, this is my poem, and I got this idea, and suddenly these other people are mutinying.
Well, there's no violence involved. no gun points, you know, do it like this. No, it's a collaboration, and then the person sitting on my right here, Dylan Trost, is a huge influence on this whole project.
How's that?
Well, Dylan is very a great vocalist, mm-hmm. guitarist, and on three tracks, you know, we have a song cycle dedicated to Rick Danko and Levon Helm, mm-hmm. and Dylan just, you know, these are his songs, you know, my words and the chords, but it's his vocal melodies, yeah. and he just took them right over. You have to hear them. And, you know, on the recording, and then in live, it's always cool, too.
Live is always cool, yeah. And Dylan, what's it like working with a poet?
Well, it's, you know, it's a really fun, interesting process. There's a lot, when we get together, it's always a little bit different, which I like. I don't like doing the same thing twice, ever. I always like to be feeling like I'm moving forward artistically and creatively, you know. So it's really fun to work with Russell, because I don't really work with a lot of other artists like this. In fact, I can't really think I've ever really worked with anybody quite like Russell and his process. So it's a very free feeling, and I like that a lot. You know, okay. And I happen to really love all the poems and the rest of the musicians as well. You know, it's a lot of fun.
Now, you've got your own band. How is this working compared to working with you? I wrote it down on a piece of paper. I did not bring in the studio. Can you introduce us to your own band?
Yeah. I'm in a band here in town called the God Eaters. And it's, you know, it's my creative outlet, I guess, with my brother, plays bass, and my friend Nick Erickson plays the drums. And it's very, it's like, when people ask me what it sounds like, I just kind of say it's like psychedelic punk music. It's very loud and driving and high energy. I don't know what Russell's
heard. Well, it's like Detroit in 1970. Okay. I was there, okay. Yeah. I heard these guys, and now they're here right now in these, you know, new incarnations.
Right. But this Friday's presentation starts out at least classically, but then we move on to the selections you're performing, Dylan. Yeah. Tell us a little bit about those.
Well, the God Eaters will not be there, so you don't have to bring earplugs. The compositions that I play on, I think Russell mentioned that they're kind of, they pay homage to Levon Helm and Rick Danko of the band, whom I love their art. So it feels good. When Russell asked me to do these, it just made sense right away. I'd never really done anything like that before, like sung or even written vocal melodies to someone else's music, yeah, quite like this. You know, I've playing guitar acoustically and singing is kind of a new thing for me, and it's a little at times uncomfortable, but it feels great at the same time.
Okay.
You know.
Yeah.
You have that raw folk and rock melded together in these songs, I think, and it's very unique. I mean, I don't hear anything like this on the radio right now.
Now, you brought in the CD. Shall we check out a selection?
Absolutely.
Well, which one was it that you wanted to hear or share?
It's track 3, Danko.
Tell us a little bit about it.
Rick Danko's last gig in Ann Arbor, and he was on his own. He had grown in stature, I mean, weight-wise. He was like 300 pounds. Wait. And this is literally his last gig because he drove off in his camper back to New York and died of a heart attack. Mm. So, you know, it's being there in this folk club in Ann Arbor, listening to Rick Danko.
Okay. Radio on.
Settles into it, a slow one that arches his back somewhere in the chords. There's stage fright and nowhere to hide. Traveled far and wide in his mind. Danko creaks his 300 pounds. His last song trailing off. His last steps meeting the floor, applause leaking through their fingers.
That's Radio On, featuring Dylan Trost there with a tune called Danko from their album. What's it called? Just Radio On? It's a new album.
Well, we have two titles, actually. Okay. Electric Landscapes or Coffee with Levon.
Okay.
Couldn't make up our mind.
And Radio On is performing this Friday at the Peter White Public Library. It's a morning sort of brunch time presentation concert at 11 a.m. at the community room at the library. Coffee will be available. Music and Poetry with Russ Thorburn and friends. Russ is with us in the studio along with Dylan Trost, who sang that last song. And as soon as we started playing the music, you guys right away started talking about the guy who handled the recording for you and how important he was to the project.
Very dear to our
hearts.
Please
tell us about him.
Pete Gummerson is his name. He's a dear friend of mine. I've played a lot of music with him. He's just a very talented engineer and musician and just wonderful person to be around. We were originally recording with Brandon Snyder here in town, but I knew that Pete Gummerson was the guy for this project. I knew that him and Russell would work really well together because Pete is very... He allows you to be very free in his studio.
He's got the vibe.
He's got the vibe. He's got a wood stove. We recorded it in a garage.
In a garage, yeah.
We were never
with
cold.
His dog. We were never cold.
And how long have you been actually recording this? I mean, you said it's been in the works for 2 years. When did the actual recording start? When did you get bold enough to say, hey, we can make a CD?
That's a good question. Well...
Oh, Russell's idea.
Yeah, well, it was my idea.
Blame Russell.
last summer we were pretty heavy into it, and we started with Brandon's studio, and we got some good tracks.
He was great to work with too.
And but he's very busy, and then so we went over to Gummerson's garage. I like Gummerson's garage. I like the sound.
Yeah, it's a
and,
title.
And kind of playing in a garage. I was in a garage band as a kid, and so it just felt right. And he had a Nord keyboard, which I loved.
Mm. Yeah, you were talking about finding the right piano and keys. So
yeah.
He must have had something special for you to
nice
work
gear.
On.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, the Nord was very nice. We had to tape down the pedal, though. Kept moving around on the garage floor.
Yeah, the trials and tribulations of a big project that nobody else knows. Mm-hmm. Had to tape down the pedal. Well, the presentation is Radio On Presents Coffee with Levon. It's music and poetry with Russ Thorburn and friends this Friday, June 16th at 11 a.m. at the Peter White Public Library in the community room. And it's a no charge, no tickets. Just come on in and have a good time. Enjoy the work of really great
kids local, are welcome.
Local artists and their creations, and it's going to sound really, really good. Very cool. We're looking forward to it. Was there anything else you'd like to add?
Well, we're going to fade out with Train.
Okay.
We're going to burn your train to cinders.
A train keeps good time. Masked men like shadows around the bend. In a dream gone deep as a dobro, a feltry covers frozen steel rail. We will burn your train to cinders. Shut apart. If you don't throw down those dollar bills in the afternoon.